The political focus now shifts to New Hampshire, the site of the first primary election to be held a week from today. NPR's Scott Horsley is at the Manchester, New Hampshire airport. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Do New Hampshire voters take their cues from what Iowans do in their caucuses?
Well, traditionally, Bob, New Hampshire voters have been anything but a rubber stamp for Iowa. The political roadmap is littered with people who did very well in Iowa, won that the caucuses there only to stumble when they got to New Hampshire. Dick Gephardt in 1988, Tom Harkin in 92, on the Republican side, Bob Dole in both 1988 and 96. In those cases, though, those were all candidates from the Midwest, in Harkin's case from Iowa, who naturally had some appeal there. Kerry, on the other hand, of course, is a New Englander, and just a couple of weeks ago, we were really thinking he would do well to survive Iowa and make it to New Hampshire, where his base of support is. Instead, Senator Kerry comes sailing into New Hampshire with the wind of Iowa at his back, and this may be a case where, in fact, the New Hampshire voters do ratify the Iowa results.
Yeah, well, Howard Dean is also from New England.
That's right, and he's campaigned very hard in New Hampshire. He spent an awful lot of time here, and, of course, the former governor of neighboring Vermont, so he has as much claim to favorite son as Senator Kerry does.
How do New Hampshire Democrats, in particular, differ from their counterparts in Iowa?
Well, they're certainly less unified in their opposition to the war in Iraq, and as you mentioned, that was thought to have been a liability for Senator Kerry and the other Democrats who'd voted for it. Instead, we have this surprising result that Kerry found his campaign voice in Iowa, even if he lost his voice yesterday. One issue on which New Hampshire voters and Iowa voters are unified, though, is electability is a big concern in both states.
Another big difference is the field. It's not really the same group of candidates in New Hampshire.
That's right. We have to add in now Senator Joe Lieberman and retired General Wesley Clark, and presumably subtract Dick Gephardt. General Clark, of course, got into the presidential race really too late to take part in Iowa, and so he has been campaigning hard and with some success here in New Hampshire and sort of lying in wait for the rest of the Democrats who've been preoccupied with Iowa to get here. General Clark had previously characterized New Hampshire as a two-person race between himself and former Governor Dean. Now it's at least a four-person race with Senator Kerry and Senator Edwards here as well. And it'll be interesting to see how that shapes up. One could say that perhaps Dean has been weakened by his third-place showing in Iowa, but, the insurgent former governor might wear the mantle of underdog a little more comfortably than he wore the ribbon of front-runner. On the other hand, Kerry and Clark in some ways might be going after some of the same voters, the people most concerned about national security and those for whom a military record has some appeal. Clark said last night he's not afraid of Kerry or any of the other candidates, so it's wide open.
New Hampshire has a smaller population, but its primary vote is far larger than Iowa's caucus total in either party.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Another way to look at it is Iowa has about 1% of the convention delegates to its credit, and New Hampshire about 0.5%. But while Iowa, rose to prominence as a bellwether only in 1972, New Hampshire has a very long tradition of early primary results, and they take it very seriously here from tiny Dixville Notch up in the North Country, which will be voting just after midnight next Tuesday. And it is certainly easier for folks to vote in a primary than in a caucus, but that doesn't mean that New Hampshire folks take it lightly. They'll be paying close attention. They have been already, and they'll see all the candidates up close and personal in the next week.
NPR's Scott Horsley in Manchester, New Hampshire.